The movie was actually inspired by my mom because she told me a few years ago this amazing story about how she saw her brother getting taken by apartheid police into a van and she had to find a way to save him. And this was in the 80s. And so when she told me that story, I was really blown away. And I couldn't believe that, my mom would be able to do something like that. And so I was really interested in what kind of got her to that point. And also just it made me interested in sort of the daily lives of my family in the 80s and during apartheid and things that I realized I didn't know about them and their experiences. So it caused me to want to explore that a bit more, what ordinary people and ordinary women were going through during that time.
After making the movie, how did it make you feel? And what has been the reaction of your mom?
She said two things to me. The first thing she said was, "I'm surprised that you didn't live through that time, but it feels like that time." So I felt very grateful for all of the research that I had done in trying to sort of capture that time. And then the second thing she said was that she hadn't fully grasped the danger that she had put herself in until she was watching that fight scene. And it made me realize that, maybe because my uncle had said something similar, he had said that he hadn't fully realized what his sister had put herself through and that she could have died that day until he watched that fight scene. So it made me realize that, my family went through these experiences that they probably didn't even have an opportunity to process. And maybe that's why they haven't shared them with me and my siblings, because, during that time, something like this would happen and then you just have to move on. So it was a really great time for me and my family to kind of reflect together, to process together. And it was a good way for us to bond and for me to learn more of my family history. And then when the film screened in South Africa at a South African Film Festival, I wasn't able to go in person because of travel restrictions, but I would have people sending me messages on Instagram saying, "Your film helped me to talk to my mother or my grandmother or my aunts and my uncles about the experiences." And that was very special for me because I didn't realize that that would be one of the effects of the film as well.
Did you talk about how things were and how things are now, relatively speaking, that reflected in the movie?
Yeah, I mean, I do speak about that with my friends and family in South Africa about how much has changed and what parts of the struggle continue, but also it helped me to appreciate how far we've come. So I feel like just knowing what my family went through and my mom went through, I feel like I now am more grateful for everything that my parents did to help me to get to where I am, to help my sisters to get to where they are. So I feel like it gave me more appreciation knowing where they come from.
What do you think are the lessons that could be drawn from this movie?
I think one of the lessons is just knowing what life was like for an ordinary woman in 1980s South Africa. I think that was the biggest one for me. And then another lesson is, even though someone may seem like, they're not contributing to the fight against apartheid, like the brother accuses his sister of doing in the film, it doesn't mean that they're not, contributing in some way to the society, because the sister, even though she's not an activist, she's a caretaker and she protects her family, and that's an important role as well. So I think maybe those are the two lessons.
How is the movie being received here in the States and elsewhere?
In the States, it's been received very well, and in Europe as well, with the festival run we had where we premiered at Clermont-Ferrand in France. And yeah, it's been very amazing to me that it has been received so well, because to me, this is, you know, my family story. It's an African story. It's very personal to me. It's something that I'm very passionate about. So to have an international audience find something that resonates with them was really moving for me. It's something you could only hope for as an artist, that people could resonate with your work. So in some ways it was very surprising, and but in a pleasant way, very pleasantly surprising, and I'm grateful.